And sugar cane is grown from the sugar stalk, from the stalk of sugar.
Did you ever hear of molasses or syrup they call long sweetening and short sweetening?
No.
Say if you wanted to buy some molasses or syrup, what would it come in? If you wanted to buy a lot of it at the store?
It would come in either a demijohn or in a barrel,
mm-hmm.
molasses barrel.
What was a demijohn? What size?
Well, a demijohn was about 3 to 5 gallons, and it was made more like a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a stand of molasses or
no.
a stand of lard?
Lard, yes, but not molasses.
What was a stand of lard?
It was a barrel that they'd open one end and dip down in it and get the amount of lard they wanted out and weigh it and put mm-hmm. a piece of butcher paper on top of it. You take it home and fry it in or cook.
And they call that
the lard barrel.
What about stand?
Well, a stand, yeah, a lard stand.
Uh-huh.
But that was only in the grocery stores. We didn't use that too much.
Mm-hmm. Say if you were taking corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount of corn that you take at one time?
Well, my mother never sent him to be ground. We ground all of our corn at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, like I say, we had servants. And she had what is known as a metate, to grind with the hands like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'd soften the corn by soaking it overnight in lime. And then they would boil it. And then they would wash it. And then that is what they would grind.
Mm-hmm.
And we used mostly... we either made flour tortillas or tortillas. We didn't eat very much bread.
Mm-hmm.
We ate mostly tortillas. Because they were fresh at every meal,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't have to make but the amount that you needed.
Mm-hmm.
The last fellow got through eating, they quit making them.
Did you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn?
No.
What about if someone got as much wood as they could carry in their arms? They said they had a... Of what wood?
An armful.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood.
It had
say,
a cord.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a jag of wood?
A jag?
Mm-hmm. And nowadays if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a
sack.
Made out of?
Paper.
What about the thing that's made out of a rough cloth that feed used to come in?
A feed sack,
mm-hmm.
gunny sack.
Any other names for gunny sack?
No, they're not that I know of.
Do you ever hear of toe sack or croaker sack?
Well, I've heard it, but we never used that because the toe sack came into being after we quit. When I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
the people mostly from the north used those terms. We didn't use them down here.
The toe sack was the same as a gunny sack?
It was a gunny sack. And we mostly, everybody down here, know it as a cotense.
Is it what?
Cotense.
And how do you spell that?
C-O-T-E-N-S-E. And that's the word for sack in Spanish, and everybody called it cotense.
Uh-huh. Say if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a...
cork.
What if it's made out of glass? You'd call it a...
Would
you still call it a cork?
I don't know. We had for vinegar and oil, was it called pyrenes or was it called?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what they were called, but they had glass corks.
Mm-hmm.
They'd stick once in a while. You had to stick them under hot water and wiggle them and get them loose, and you didn't pull them too hard, you'd break them off, and then you're through. Even perfume.